This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I am an alpha male, but I had a relationship with Donald Trump. Oh, yeah. You're hearing it first on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Will somebody tweet the president and tell him Kevin Stormy Jackson is alleging that he had a relationship with the Donald? Brad Palumbo tweeted this. He says, Trump just announced tariffs. Gary Cohn just resigned. Justice Department is suing California. Prominent Democrats have been praising anti-Semitic leaders, yet CNN is talking about Stormy Daniels right now. And I read a tweet earlier from Larry Elder who says they hate that Donald Trump is going to do this nuclear, going to negotiate with North Korea because it knocks Stormy Daniels out of the leading story for CNN and MSNBC. Wow. So true. So true. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Warriors. Toxic masculinity. Yes, even you ladies, they're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You have toxic masculinity. You could bottle it up and sell it. If we could bottle what we produce as conservatives and sell it, it would be the most valuable product on the planet. I'm telling you. You know the problem with toxic masculinity and the things that we exude, just the conservatism that we exude, we don't get close enough to the left for them to feel its intoxicating effects. I'm just saying. Have you ever let a conservative dude get into a crowd of leftists and just watch them slip? Okay, so I'll give you an example. One of my buddies is a guy named Stephen Crowder. And Stephen does this series, which, by the way, is a really clever series, and it's like Change My Mind or something like that. And he I think his last one, the one that I saw, it said something like, men are evil or something like that. I don't believe men are evil or something like that. And so, you can go watch the series because it's really clever what he's done. But here's what's really interesting about it. Crowder goes, he gets permission, he goes to college campuses, and he sets up. And nobody comes over. Nobody. It's debate me. It is, his thing is debate me on this particular point. And so nobody comes over. He goes, and then finally, if he can get one person to come over, he goes, suddenly, a crowd surfaces. And the crowd will shout individually, that's crazy. You're wrong. You're so awful. Huh? And then as soon as that person leaves, the crowd leaves, and people will just walk and they'll look and look and look and look and look. And then as soon as he gets another person, then the crowd forms, and all the people who were looky-loos suddenly start shouting from the peanut gallery. And I said, see, that's what's funny about these beta males, these chumpy guys. And by the way, beta women. Because the only woman who wants a beta male is a woman who doesn't feel good about herself from a sexuality point of view. That's the only one who wants a beta male. No woman on the planet. I'm talking about a real woman. Wired with women, womanly stuff, is going to want a beta male. They want an alpha male. Now, I'm not talking about a caveman that's bopping you in the head and throwing you over his shoulder. That's not alpha male. That's like a crazed, that's a whole other species. Alpha males are charming. They are witty. They exude confidence and strength, and they know where they're strong and they're not strong. But they are happy that they find a woman that complements their weaknesses. But make no bones about it, when it comes to who's going to take care of things when the cake hits the fan, it's the alpha male. Now, he certainly loves it when his woman is there to back him up. Oh boy. Sexy to a fault. Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that for an alpha male. But if you're not around, or if things don't get handled, don't worry about it. He's got it. I think of it as the male line of a pride. People, he just lays around all lazy and stuff. Let the cake hit the fan and watch what happens. The females go to get that big male, And he goes and he takes care of those hyenas or anybody else that comes in. But yeah, so lots going on. I did a segment on alpha males, and I was on TV quite a bit over the weekend. Wasn't feeling well, as you guys know. I had Liz sit in for me, and I want to thank Liz Mattery once again. Her last name is spelled M-A-T-O-R-Y. And I hope Liz was able to give you guys a lot of places you can find her. But fret not, Liz will be back to host the show, and I'm hopeful that we can get her to do a lot more things with us as a brand because she's a real talent. Yeah, so all these guys want to talk about her. Or Stormy Daniels. But there's a lot more to go on. By the way, there was International Women's Day that happened while I was out. And I'm curious. And maybe you guys can let me know. You can either contact us at kjradio.com or you can give me a call at 844-551-8255. But how many Muslim or Arab countries celebrated International Women's Day? I'm just curious. Yeah. Look that up. And let me know. I'm sure there were parades in Yemen and, you know, were 5,000 countries that are Arab. UAE, I'm sure they had one, right? I'm sure they had one in Saudi Arabia. They had one in Iran. They had one in Iraq, right? So I'm just curious because it was International Women's Day, and I figure it was International Women's Day. It wasn't like North American Women's Day. So internationally, let's figure out how many people of these Arab and Muslim countries celebrated this day. Democrats released their tax hike plan. I think it's interesting. I cannot describe for you how happy I am every time the Democrats make a new announcement about what they're going to do to thwart the 2018 and hopefully the 2020 election. So they've announced their tax hike plan. They're going to pay for all this new infrastructure and things they want by taxing the rich. Now, what's funny is everybody's gotten their rebate back. We've got a lot of money coming into the Treasury. I don't know if you've been paying much attention, but we created a lot of jobs. Shh, don't tell anybody. We created a lot of jobs in February. Yeah, the report came out. 300 and something thousand jobs. And they thought we were going to create like 190,000. It's funny. You know what they're going to start doing? They're going to start going, we expect that Donald Trump's going to create 500,000 jobs. Oh, he only created 300,000. Every job over 150,000 jobs means we're putting many, many more people back to work. That's what moves the needle. And that needle is moving. It's pegged right now. So lots of good news coming up on the economy and elsewhere. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. Back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I do, Joe. 235,000 ADP reporting that February private sector payrolls up by 235,000. They revised up January by 10,000 to 244,000. This is the fifth month in a row ADP reporting plus 200,000, and the gains were broad-based. If you take a look at it, goods up 37,000. That's a pretty good number. Services up 198,000. And very quickly, guys, if you just jump through these screens here, but we get back to Wilbur, small business, medium business, large business, all adding, but it's the next one I want to show you, where you look at these gains, which are very broad-based, up 50,000, up 44,000, 43,000 for education, health services, 21 for construction. It's broad-based is the bottom line. I'm going to ask a quick question here of Mark Zandi, who compiles this report from Moody's.com. Mark, very quickly, I want to ask you about what's not in the report. These strong gains of 200,000, you have to think this means the unemployment rate's going lower and you're going to get stronger wage gains.
Yeah, exactly. And it's only going to get stronger because of the deficit finance tax cuts and spending increases. That's just going to juice up growth. We're going to get a consistent string of plus 200,000, which is double, more than double the rate of labor force. So unemployment is going lower, a lot lower. We're going into the threes.
That was CNBC. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. CNBC. Yeah, 235,000 private sector, a total of over 300,000 jobs created. 235,000 in the private sector. They revised the January numbers up. Let me tell you what they used to do in the era of Obama. They would revise the numbers down. Broad-based gains. Do you understand what that means? That means in every sector, from manufacturing, construction, services, etc., across the board, they've got gains in jobs. 65,000 construction jobs. I don't know how many manufacturing. I wasn't paying that close attention. But manufacturing jobs being created. The jobs that Barack Obama said would not come back. Small, medium, and large companies all are hiring. 5 months in a row, 200,000 plus jobs. 5 months in a row, more than what's needed for equilibrium. I talked about this earlier. And they say it's going to get stronger. And let me tell you why. Because I've talked about it before. There's a tsunami effect that's going to happen with what Donald Trump has done. Because we haven't even seen the real test of it. I know that sounds crazy. When you look at the number of jobs being created, and by the way, the unemployment number stayed the same with 300,000 jobs created. Why? Because more people are looking. More people are moving around from jobs. Wages are going up. Consumer confidence is up. Retail spending up. Money coming into the treasury up. But here's why the tsunami is going to come in. And I've said it before and I'll say it again because different people come to listen to the program. It ain't all about you people that always listen to me, even though I love you. But here's the deal. A lot of the processes that Donald Trump implemented, a lot of the policies that he's implemented, I should say, are things that take some time. So you're looking at, for example, China lowering tariffs so we can start shipping more goods into China. That hasn't happened just, I mean, it's happened. But now they got to go sell the products and get the product in manufacturing, what's called WIP, work in process, and get those products shipping out and start getting the money from China from what we ship over there. So a factory that's got 1,000 employees, it's now shipping some of those products to China, may staff up for 200 employees, but they can't do it right away because they got to get that workflow going. They got to get the orders. They got to start manufacturing the orders, then they got to ship the orders. And they do it small so that they don't have an overstaffing thing. You don't want to, you know, you want to just really manage the staff. So all that's ready to come in. We got all these companies that are coming back to America that are going to start building plants. Those plants aren't built. Those plants won't be built for a year or two. Some of them, you know, are bringing in R&D and things like this, and they're getting it going. So you're watching. Well, what Donald Trump has done, honestly, is he started the engine on the economy. And I want you to think about how sad that is that Barack Obama, Donald Trump comes in and he barely starts the engine on the economy, and suddenly you've got multiple months, multiple quarters of GDP over 3, multiple months of the unemployment rate dropping, and the number of people getting jobs over 200,000 and so on and so forth, and all the things I just mentioned before, and he's just starting the engine. Boom, 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 boom. He's making sure that we get beyond idle, because Barack Obama, here's what the engine was doing when it was moving. That's what it did. And that was with Barack Obama printing $1 trillion a year to pump up the old engine to keep it going. So I want you to think about that. This is where Trump is. Across the board growth, all sectors, all sizes of companies, 5 months plus of 200,000 job growth, and the prediction is it's going to get stronger. And let me tell you, it's not just going to get stronger, it's going to get so healthy that we're going to be, it's actually going to be, hate to put it this way, we'll have to slow it down. We'll have to slow it down. And I told you guys, when you bring certain things back, you get a real boost. Meaning manufacturing jobs. It isn't about the manufacturing jobs. Who cares if you make tiny toys for, you know, kids over Christmas. That's not it. It's the refining of the process. Learning how to do things better. What you learn from something by doing it repetitively. That was our advantage in manufacturing. When the Industrial Revolution started and Henry Ford said, you know what, we can do an assembly line process. If you go back and look at what Henry Ford did, it's a joke compared to what we've done now. Robotics and the level of expertise that can happen. Now what are we doing? We're taking a lot of the work out of the car. Out of the mechanical aspects, or certainly some of the, so in other words, we can control cars a lot more now with software. And it means we can do very much more innovative things, so we can take weight out of the cars, and that's what we've been doing. We've been just innovating across the board. A friend of mine works at works at Maxim, which is a chip manufacturer. He said to me the other day, Kevin, we have 1,000 parts in a Tesla. He goes, our business, our automotive business is booming. I knew Maxim for a whole different set of products, mostly their power management products. He goes, no, we have 1,000 chips in a Tesla. I was shocked. He goes, that business is booming for us. Another guy told me, he says, yeah, Kevin, our company bought another company that had every client in the sector except one, and now that they bought that company, now we have every company in that sector. Business is booming. I'm just telling you, folks, if you're not paying attention here, you're watching a master, a guy who's a master at managing the economy at work. I want to get into tariffs here in a bit, but this is just something to behold. And you would think, I mean, look, I will tell you this right now. Barack Obama were having this kind of success, I'd be his champion. I'd say, you know what, this dude is amazing. But the left, they can't do it. They're ideologues. They can't enjoy it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Jobs created in February. The unemployment rate holds at 4.1% as 806,000 people enter the labor force. That is the largest one-month gain since 1983, 35 years. January revisions from 200,000 up to 239,000. December revision up from 160,000 to 175,000. A net gain of 54,000 jobs. The participation rate, again, up 63% as 806,000 people enter the labor force. The U6 holds steady at 8.2%. Average hourly wage growth falls to 2.6% year over year from 2.9%. The non-supervisory number, the majority of Americans saw wage growth year over year go from 2.4% up to 2.5%.
Trust me, I know those numbers stink. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. Jobs, jobs, jobs. That's what Donald Trump tweeted, and rightfully so. But that doesn't satisfy the left. Remember what they told us? They said Trump won't win. But he won. They said Trump can't save Carrier, Barack Obama did. But Trump saved Carrier. They said Trump won't get tax reform. He did. They said Trump cannot destroy ISIS. He did. They said, Trump cannot improve this economy. Jobs are not coming back to America. It's just a fake stock market, blah, blah, blah. He did it. They even said at the beginning, the stock market would go down. It would be Armageddon if Trump got elected. And the stock market responded the opposite way and went through the roof. They said, Donald Trump won't last a year. He'll be impeached. He'll be done. It'll be over. He's still here. They said Donald Trump can't do anything in the foreign policy and initiatives, and that what he was doing when he threatened North Korea by saying, I got a bigger button and mine works, was going to be devastation, Armageddon to the foreign policy and dealing with North Korea. And what's North Korea doing? They tried their little campaign to make themselves look all, oh, we're nice and going to the Seoul Olympics. And that lasted, you know, for a little bit, because MSNBC was like, ooh, and NBC were like, ooh, we love the North Koreans and starve their people. And now what's Kim Jong-un want? Hey, Mr. Trump, can we sit down and talk to one another? That sounds more in Japanese, but anyway, he's now sitting down and wanting to talk to Donald Trump. I played that clip about the economy because we just talked about the economy. And I play that clip about the economy because that's the first thing that we should be shoring up, because that's what Donald Trump's going to use when he is talking to North Korea.
Negotiate. I would negotiate like crazy, and I'd make sure that we tried to get the best deal possible. Look, Tim, if a man walks up to you in a street in Washington, because this doesn't happen, of course, in New York, but if a man walks up and puts a gun to your head and says, give me your money, wouldn't you rather know where he's coming from before he had the gun in his hand? And these people, in 3 or 4 years, are going to be having nuclear weapons. They're going to have those weapons pointed all over the world and specifically at the United States. And wouldn't you be better off solving this really potentially unbelievable, and the biggest problem, I mean, we can talk about the economy, we can talk about Social Security. The biggest problem this world has is nuclear proliferation. And we have a country out there in North Korea which is sort of wacko, which is not a bunch of dummies, and they are going out and they are developing nuclear weapons. And they're not doing it because they're having fun doing it. They're doing it for a reason. And wouldn't it be good to sit down and really negotiate something, and ideally negotiate? Now, if that negotiation doesn't work, you better solve the problem now than solve it later, Tim. And you know it, and every politician knows it, and nobody wants to talk about it. Jimmy Carter, who I really like, and he went over there. It was so soft. These people are laughing at us.
The former general of the Air Force, Merrill McPeak, the former Secretary of Defense, Les Aspin, said you could not launch a preemptive strike against North Korea because the nuclear fallout could be devastating to the Asian Peninsula.
I'm not talking about us using nuclear weapons. I'm saying that they have areas where they're developing missiles.
So, but taking out their nuclear potential would create a fallout.
Tim, do you know that this country went out and gave them nuclear reactors, free fuel for 10 years? We virtually tried to bribe them into stopping, and they're continuing to do what they're doing, and they're laughing at us. They think we're a bunch of dummies.
Welcome back. Donald Trump is consistent. That was in 1999. And as I said, our economy is what Trump's going to use. Now, I want you to think about this. Let me give you some numbers. The gross domestic product, the estimated gross domestic product of North Korea is somewhere around $28 billion. That's the estimate. The Japanese, and you can only estimate because you don't really know what they're doing. Now, prior to this, they said the average has been less than $20 billion. In other words, this may be too high. $28 billion, that's a rounding error in the U.S. economy. Why is Trump? I want you to think about the level of desperation North Korea has to get to. $28 billion. I don't know how many people there are in North Korea. I don't know what their infrastructure is. I've never been. Neither have any of us. But I know this, it's dark at night. I've seen the satellite pictures. So you got this country that's running on a rounding error for us. I don't know how many people they have, but that $28 billion is not enough to keep a country going. It's the 125th country in the world based on GDP. And given that it's supposedly a civilized country, it is the worst of the, quote, civilized countries, meaning people that have the wherewithal to do a better job by its people. If you can build a nuclear bomb, you can build a lot of things. You can find something to export from your country. North Korea can't. So it's in horrible shape. We've got sanctions on top of sanctions. The only thing this guy has is saber rattling. And what I can tell you is this. Trump knows there's pretty much the next steps that we take, shut North Korea down. We starve them out. And that's going to kill the people, not necessarily Kim Jong-un. So we've done about all we can do with that. Now the thing becomes, you know, you let us come in here and do right by us. And we want to build your economy, man. We need good trading partners. Trust me, South Korea and North Korea would love to be selling each other goods. I tell people all the time, you look at these undeveloped countries. How long have these countries been underdeveloped or undeveloped? How long have they not had running water in, I don't know, how many places in Africa? How many countries in Africa don't even have the basics that we have, basic infrastructure? Can you imagine if Africa were to take money, put in basic infrastructure, put in governments that really gave a crap about the people, and got that economy moving? And so suddenly, we've got people that want American entertainment, they want our cars, they want our couture, and they can afford it. And in turn, we want to visit and disperse our, you know, our dollars in terms of tourism over to see. I mean, trust me when I tell you, Africa is an amazing place. You want to go. So imagine that. So you're touring over there. Then suddenly there's trade. Hey, you guys are making this product. We can sell that in the United States and vice versa. It isn't a finite pie here. A big part of the world is completely unproductive. All it does is exist. It wakes up in the morning only to live, just to live another day. It's not producing anything. It's not consuming anything. It's only, it's just existing. I mean, that's the best way to put it. Half of the world exists. So when you think about gross domestic products, the United States theoretically has the largest, if you use one indices. If you go by PPP, China's is larger, but not per capita. So we're the largest economy in the world. Practically everybody in the United States is a producer. I mean, theoretically. Many of us produce much more, so we take up for the slackers. But in Africa, in many of the countries in Africa, there's nobody to take up for the slackers. They just exist. In areas of India, they exist. Even though India's GDP is higher than ours. And so you've got practically the entire North Korean peninsula, a North Korean country, that does nothing but exist. And we're saying, look, South Korea existed for a long time. But now look at it. There's your litmus test. There's what capitalism can do. You can do the same thing, Kim Jong-un. The only thing it's going to require is for you to let go, bro. Come on now. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. I don't know what Trump's going to say to this clown. But I know this. The leftists are afraid because Donald Trump got this sucker to come to the table. And here's what Aaron Burnett of CNN had to say about that.
You. Just an extraordinary evening and, of course, opening the door to the big question. If President Trump can truly solve this problem, that would be going down as a great president. And there's no way around that. That is the reality here.
That's CNN coming to the realization that, you know what, this is a guy that's doing things that other presidents haven't been able to do or don't appear to want to do, and he's making it happen. Now, I don't know if they're just trying to get the moniker of fake news off of him, but that's a big admission.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know what else Donald Trump needs to do to prove himself to the left, but apparently there's still more to be done, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So what? Donald Trump's got the economy humming. He's got North Korea coming to the negotiation table. And I could go on and on and on. In 2009, they ignored North Korea. They said, it's working. In 2010, same thing. 2011, 2012, 2013, he did an underground test of a 10-kiloton bomb. This is on Obama's watch, for those of you who are keeping score. 2014, they ignored North Korea, saying it's working. 2015, same thing. 2016, underground test of a 25-kiloton bomb. 2017, Engaging North Korea will kill us all. This is what leftists have said. 2018, we have a disarmament meeting. Now, see, that's what happens when you have somebody who says, I'm not going to listen to your rhetoric. If you want to play ball, let's play ball. If you don't, no worries. I got a country to run, but it's going to impact you because I'm going to be all around you. I'm going to be dancing all over. I'm going to be talking to China. I'm going to be talking to Russia. And if you don't get your act together, I'm going to penalize them and they're going to penalize you. And that's exactly what's occurring. Donald Trump and with Tim Russert, who wanted to imply that Trump, you can't just go bombing people. I mean, there's fallout. There's nuclear. Trump's like, what are you talking about? The nuclear holocaust is going to come in our economy, and I'm not going to worry about them. They're a rounding error in the Obama, in the economy, the Obama, in the economy. They're a rounding error to us. But they're not a rounding error to China, who's got a $400 billion trade deficit with America. In other words, they're benefiting from dealing with us. They're not a rounding error with Russia, who I can put on notice by just starting to ship products, shipping oil to the Europeans, to Poland, and some of the areas of that of the world that where Russia's currently supplying oil. I'm not a rounding error to them. I can do a lot to their economies. Yeah, Kim Jong-un can eat and he can starve his people to death, but China wants to thrive, and so does Russia. And we haven't been handling them correctly. You got to love it. And the very people who want to counsel Donald Trump on how to run an economy, ironically, are the people that run California, for example, a state that has the highest debt of any state, a state that has the highest unemployment rate of any state, a state that has the highest income tax, including corporate income tax, of any state, a state that has more regulations, more welfare recipients, highest homeless population, the highest amount of money that you can be considered on welfare in the country. I'm talking about $130,000 and you can be starving to death in California. A state that allows people to steal up to $950 without it being an actual real crime. A state that says if you give somebody a dreaded disease, it's okay, no harm, no foul. And I could go on, folks. A state that wants to tax people into oblivion over climate farce and more. And these are the people that want to tell you now, with after a successful year that President Donald Trump has given them, actual results. And they say, nope, he doesn't know what he's doing. The Democrats are now talking about we need to relook at the tax policy because it's not working. We need to raise taxes. This is how we're going to pay the bills. And Donald Trump's going, wait a minute. I lowered taxes and we're paying the bills. We've received the most money in the Treasury in the history of the country last quarter. And you want to go change the system? Let me tell you why that's happening. Because any change that the Democrats can offer, any change going into 2018, and they will try to take credit for this economy. The same way hacks, political hacks like Juan Williams, goes on Fox News and says the reason for this economy is Barack Obama. The only person who would believe that has to be an abject moron. There is nobody that believes that this economy is because of Barack Obama. The only way this economy occurs is because of Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton couldn't have done it. Ted Cruz couldn't have done it. Many of these other guys couldn't have done it. They flatly couldn't have. They did not have the vision that this guy had. And we've been playing clips about, not so much today, we play one clip of him talking about North Korea. But you could go back and listen to Trump from 15, 20 years ago. He was saying the same thing. You want to know how to ruin something, folks? Put a leftist in front of it. Put a leftist in charge of it. This is what, I think it was CNN that wrote this. They said, President Donald Trump flipped years of international policy on its head in a 12-hour span on Thursday by punishing American allies for producing steel and aluminum and rewarding an American enemy with a presidential meeting. I mean, I want you to think about what CNN would have said if Barack Obama had said, we've got unfair trade practices, we have steel and aluminum, which are necessary parts of the American infrastructure, And I'm going to put a tariff on those. And oh, by the way, I've got a meeting. A meeting's been requested by North Korea because of my policies. What would they be saying about him? Do you think they'd be talking about flipping years of international policy? Which, by the way, if CNN is telling you that we're flipping years of international policy, take that as a positive. And for the record, anything that's flipping something in this day and time is a good thing. I like this part. Here they go on. They say this. The decisions. First, to impose a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum over the cries of American allies. Now, I'm going to stop there before I get to the second piece, because I want to play the clip from I think he's the president, he's the CEO of U.S. Steel. I want you to hear what he has to say about this. His name is David Burritt, because U.S. Steel is actually bringing a plant back to life. By the way, they started this plant back with 200 jobs. It's in Madison, Illinois, right across the river from St. Louis. They started this plant back with 200 jobs when Trump announced that when he was president, just said he was president, and we were going to build the wall. They started with 200 jobs. But here he is talking about the new jobs that are now being the plant coming back online.
Really excited to be able to tell our employees in the community in Granite City, Illinois, that we will be calling back 500 employees. This feels like the beginning of a renaissance for us. We're finally doing the right thing for American workers after decades of unfairly traded steel into the United States. So we're really happy and delighted to share with everybody that we're getting back on track after so many years.
Mr. Burritt, the Granite City facilities had been idled since December of 2015. What happened? What caused the idling?
Well, it's the unfair trade. You know, if you're not, if you don't have customers here to sell to and you can't make money, you have to shut them down. And we've seen our facilities go from 15 facilities here in the most recent years down to 7. Thing to remember here is that U.S. Steel was the original iconic corporation. Back in 1901, we actually had a value of $1 billion, a market capitalization of $1 billion. And in January of 2016, we were actually less than $1 billion. And here we are working hard every day trying to get the things back on track, and we finally get some good news because we got some courageous leadership in the administration. And big thanks to Commerce Secretary Ross and certainly President Trump for taking the leadership and righting some wrongs. It's really important that we get this right, and finally it's happening.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Now, this doesn't bode well for the Democrats, because I want you to think about this. Steel workers, these are union guys, are now getting their jobs back. They know why they lost their jobs, too, in the first place, because they lost their jobs because of the unions. But think about what this guy says. We went from 15 facilities down to 7. U.S. Steel was iconic. 1901, folks, we're talking well over 100 years ago, they had a $1 billion evaluation. U.S. Steel should be worth $100 billion today. January 16, he says the valuation was less than $1 billion. How many people's watch did we see this happen? How many presidents said, let's take a look at this? And it's an industry that you build your civilization on. So we have that. The second thing that Donald Trump did, they said that they and then I want to go back to what they said. The decisions first to impose a 25% tariff on steel and 10% on aluminum over the cries of American allies, and second, to agree to a meeting with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un without detailed preconditions, was quintessential Trump. White House aides, even those who were left in the dark on much of it, were nonplussed about the fact that the president was breaking the mold. Their collective response? This is what he promised to do. The Thursday represented more than just a campaign promise fulfilled. It signified a stark break from years of American foreign policy that looked to reward friends and punish enemies. Oh, yeah, we've rewarded our friends and punished our enemies. I'm sure that's the way that many people see this. Barack Obama giving money to Iran in the dark of night. Yeah, that's rewarding our friends and punishing our enemies, meaning the American people.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.